the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Oh, Ben Crenshaw, you are the absolute best. You're here with me every Saturday morning. What more could a girl ask for? And Bob Bupka, good friends with Ben Crenshaw, by the way, guys. He's going to be in the clubhouse. Later on, he's the host of Musings on Golf and commentator on Talk Sport. That's the voice of golf. He is voice of golf for Talk Sport. They're across the United Kingdom and anywhere you can catch him. Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire, host of Michigan's Big Show. He's in Turkey. I mean, when you hear about his flights, he said to me, you know, if this all this traveling doesn't kill me, I'd be happy to be on your show. Taba Dale, it's Golf Heritage Society Board of Director, and she's region number 9. That's Arizona, California, and Hawaii. She's going to be in the clubhouse. Scott Reinhart, the program director, First Tee Hawaii and the Hawaii Junior Golf Association. He's going to be on the show looking for some volunteers, some coaches, and some coaches, if you're a coach and you go through the training, it's not bad. It's good money. And Mark Rolfing, analyst and commentator, Golf Channel. He's going to be kicking off this show with us after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
All right, while we wait for Mark Rolfing to check in, I have this from Michael Kim, and I thought this is fascinating. He wrote, and he's very good on Twitter. If I know, Twitter, what's Twitter? X, formerly Twitter. You know, he's really cool because he talks to people about all these different things that you have questions about. And he answers, and it's long form, okay? So in this one, he says, lots of interest about how many golf balls, clubs, and equip we get access to. Is it unlimited? Well, yes and no. Golf balls, we get 3 dozen every week, 4 for majors. I go through 2 dozen during tournament rounds, 2 sleeves per round, and 2 sleeves during Tuesday, Wednesday. Gloves, we get 4 each week. Depends on the weather, but I generally go through 2 to 3. Hats, I'm thinking about the Ryder Cup and the guy whose hat was too small. Okay, hats, 3 per week. And before you comment, send me the extras. Almost all of the extras go to the First Tee in the local area. Is there a limit on golf stuff? I've hardly ever gotten a no. But that's also because the guys know I don't ask for more than I need. And if I ask for something, I'm seriously testing it or I will use it. Companies might give you a new club each week if you actually use it during the tournament. But if you ask for it and you don't use it, well, that's when they get a little annoyed and say, no, after a while. It's in their best interest to make sure you play your best. And so whatever they can provide to help make that happen, they do for you. And they're very accommodating if you're serious about using their products. I just thought that was so cool. All right, and that's from Michael S. Kim. We're checking the leaderboards. Hooju Kim, she's leading. Sophia Garcia is in second, and then we've got a tie. Oops, things just changed because they're playing right now. But I was just going to Lexi Thompson. Overnight, she was tied for the third place. And, you know, Lexi's been invited to go. She's a sponsor invite to next week's PGA Tour event. And, of course, she's taking them up on it. The Shriners Open in Las Vegas next week is where she'll be playing. Now, she was attacking the par fives the last couple of days. She is amazing. It's the short game that has her troubled, if you will. And she was doing really good, sinking some putts. So, of course, she shot a 65. Nice, right? I understand why the sponsor, that brings a lot of attention. I think it's cool. It's not the first time a woman's been asked to play on the PGA Tour, so it's very nice that that's what's happening. It's just, I think it's good. I just hope Lexi doesn't, you know, get upset or embarrass herself in her own mind, because she would never embarrass herself to us. She's a great player. So Lexi Thompson is also paired with Ricky Fowler. Uh-huh. Not for the Shriners Open in Las Vegas next week. It's the Grant Thornton Invitational in December on the 8th, and it's kind of a team event. Yeah, so she had the lowest round yesterday on the LPGA yesterday, 65 all the way, pummeling the par fives. And, yes, Mark Rolfing, golf analyst, golf commentator, Golf Channel, and NBC Sports, and a member of the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame, is in the house. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Danielle. Sorry we're having a little phone trouble in Montana today, but I am raring to go now.
You're in the Big Sky Country?
I am on my way back from Rome. It's white on the way.
Just a hop, skip, and a jump. I wanted to ask you about Lexi, so I kind of set things up that way. What are your thoughts about Lexi Thompson playing in next week's Shriners Open in Las Vegas?
Well, I've kind of got mixed emotions. I'm actually going to go to Connecticut now and be on the Golf Central set, so I'll be talking about it all week since it's such a big story. I wasn't really inclined to be in favor of it a couple of weeks ago because she was playing so poorly. She had missed five cuts in a row on the LPGA, and I just thought, wow, this smells a little bit more like a publicity stunt than it does a serious thing, but it seems to have motivated her. Of course, she played well at the Solheim Cup, and then yesterday's round was the best round she's played in quite a while. So maybe this is what she's doing to kind of motivate herself. And look, if this is what the sponsor wants in Las Vegas, and if it's drawing enough attention to the tournament, I really, in the end, don't have a problem with it. But I think there's going to be more pressure on her there, Danielle, than there probably was even in the Solheim Cup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I mean, the commentators on Golf Channel during the LPGA event, they kept saying she's got to, you know, take on those par fives for her to be successful. And it's not her long game, right? It's her short game that's been giving her trouble.
Yeah, what she's going to see on the PGA Tour that's a little different from the LPGA is just how tight the fairways are, how low they're mowed, and how difficult the lies are around the greens. Now, we have seen her from time to time over the years actually try to putt the ball in situations around the greens where she got into difficult situations. Whether or not she can do that in Vegas next week, I don't know. But it's going to be a good test for her, and I think she ought to set a reasonable goal, and that would be, you know, maybe to make the cut.
Yeah.
I don't want her to set her expectations too high.
Exactly. That was a point I was making while you were connecting, and that is, you know, I don't want her to feel embarrassed. You know, we wouldn't feel that way. She's trying something. Why not? She's not the first woman to play on the PGA Tour. And it's exhilarating. And it's, by the same token, that can get in your way, too. But as long as she does what she wants in a good way and it doesn't all fall apart, it's great. It's only if she becomes depressed. I think she's really excited now because she's doing so well, and I'd hate for her psychologically to take a step back and be hurt by this experience.
I agree, and I think anything that we can do to draw attention to the game, you and I have talked about this a lot, Danielle, that, you know, the future of the growth of our game is with women and kids. There's no doubt about it. And I feel like every corner you get to, the LPGA gets shortchanged in terms of the exposure that they get. And, you know, even the Solheim Cup, as great an event as it was overshadowed by the Ryder Cup the next week. So I think, you know, to me it's admirable to try and do something to bring more attention to the women's game, and I think this will. And I just hope she, I hope she can stand up under the pressure. It's going to be really intense.
Yeah. So, speaking of pressure, you're coming back from Rome. You know, I mean, you were in the midst of the Ryder Cup, And, you know, I'm sorry, if the Ryder Cup had been as exciting as the Solheim Cup, because the Solheim Cup was so close and it was so intense, and here we're watching the U.S. team get beat again, and it was just, it was so strange. I felt like there's a bunch of single guys playing a game, but they're not really a team, and then there's these other, the team that's they're playing against really is a team. You follow?
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. You all didn't get a whole lot of chance to watch me probably in Hawaii because I was on at 1 or 2 in the morning on the early morning show before they played every day. And, you know, Brad Faxon and I were on live from together, and we both started commenting by Tuesday, you know, the U.S. team just didn't look like a team, man. They didn't look ready to me. They didn't have the same energy at all that the Europeans had. They weren't really signing autographs or sort of embracing the whole scene. It was almost like the pressure was suffocating them, and they came out and played really tight. Now, having said that, a couple of observations. One is they made some bad decisions. I thought Zach Johnson did in terms of his pairings and maybe even his captain's picks. But more than anything, it just looked to me like the U.S.'s attention was diverted onto whether, you know, Cantley was wearing a hat or what was going on in the team room or, I don't know. They just certainly didn't have any kind of a cohesive feel to me at all. And it showed up. They got outplayed, severely outplayed.
Yeah, exactly what you said is they didn't look like a cohesive entity that was ready to take on a very cohesive entity. And in the team room, what is about this chatter about being paid to play in the Ryder Cup?
Look, you know, there was this chatter 20 years ago between Tiger and Mark O'Meara and David Duvall. There was a kind of a temporary little push to get paid for the Ryder Cup. And then I think they realized the fact is they are getting paid to the Ryder Cup, to play in the Ryder Cup. I'll bet you all of those 12 American players, you start really digging into it, they made a lot of money last week. They all have contracts with equipment companies and clothing companies and sponsors, you know, that have incentives in there. And I'm sure being on the Ryder Cup team has financial incentives. But also the exposure that they get and everything else generates a lot of money for them. So, I mean, come on, once a year, you know, once every 2 years to go play and represent your country in what's become the most compelling event in golf, I'm not buying it, and I wish they'd quit crying about it.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's even a real thing. You know, I'm like, wait a minute, what happened to playing for country? Hello, you know, that's what they do in the Olympics, you know, they play for country. And that's where I think, you know, it hurts the golf image. It when it becomes so, you know, $20 million and this guy's going to get $15 million. It's like, really? Seriously? Okay. Tiger Woods. He has been told that if he wants it, maybe he hasn't been told, but if you want it, you got it. The Ryder Cup captaincy in 2025. Of course, that would mean starting preparations like now. What do you think?
Well, I will tell you this. This is a little inside baseball for you, but Tiger Woods has always wanted to be the captain of the Ryder Cup in 2027 when it's played at Adair Manor in Ireland. That, for whatever reason, I think he relished the idea of being, in a way, captain, but he also loves the place in Ireland. The guy who owns it is a dear friend of Tiger's, and that was always the plan. And the reason the plan fit perfectly was because Phil Mickelson was going to be the captain at Bethpage. Mickelson is no longer going to be the captain at Bethpage, which is really too bad for the game, too bad for America, and most importantly, too bad for him. But he made his own decisions and wrote his own future by doing what he did. I think Tiger likely should be the captain for back-to-back years. Luke Donald, I'm pretty sure, is going to do a back-to-back now. He did such a good job for Europe that I see him being the back-to-back captain at Bethpage. And I think if Tiger signs up and says, look, I'm all in for the Ryder Cup, which I think he should, I think he's probably inclined to do, could actually be the captain twice. We need a change. If you take a look at our vice captains and captains, it's all the same guys, all over and over again. And I love them, and they're my peers and guys that I played with and dear friends, Steve Stricker, Davis Love, all those guys. But the philosophy needs to shift a little bit. We've been getting waxed in foursomes. You know, we got shut out Friday morning in Rome. That's where we lost the Friday Cup, Friday morning. And really, we should have planned on a whole different strategy for it. We don't have players that play very well in that format. And frankly, one of the guys that got overlooked for a captain's pick, Lucas Glover, is maybe the best driver on the PGA Tour. He's not one of the boys necessarily. He's not the most popular guy. But if he would have gotten picked just to play in foursomes and play alternate shot two matches and then play on Sunday in singles, it would have been a different outcome. I'm pretty sure, because he's that good a driver. But we don't view it that way anymore. I think it needs to change.
All right. So when you talk about captain's pick, it's really not the captain, the way I understand it, who actually makes the picks. It's really the guys that are automatically in because of their points that then kind of talk with the captain and say who they want to have on the team.
That's correct. But what they need to do is pick a guy that fits a certain format. So, for example, they picked Sam Burns, who is one of the worst drivers. He was the worst driver in the field of the Ryder Cup, of the 24 players, statistically the worst driver. So, okay, he gets picked because he's got his Scheffler buddy and they play together at New Orleans and the team thing and all that. I get that. But they should have played together in best ball on Friday afternoon. Instead, Captain Zach Johnson sent him out Friday morning in alternate shot with Scheffler. Sent him out in the first match, no less. And they got demolished.
Yeah.
They got waxed. That was bad strategy. We said it from the beginning. Burns cannot go out Friday morning in the alternate shot, and he did. And then he sat in the afternoon when it was best ball, which is a much better format.
Well, you know, I like your thoughts on it, but Tiger Woods is really, really, really busy right now. Taking the Ryder Cup is like the ultimate jewel in the crown, if you ask me. Being the captain of the Ryder Cup, it doesn't get any better than that. But what is this team event thing that he's working on? I'm kind of in the dark on this one.
Well, this is fantasy golf at its best. It's basically golf played in simulators in an indoor arena that is being built for the league. He and Rory McIlroy are the backers of it. It's going to be 18 players that are part of three-man teams. There's going to be six three-man teams. They're going to play on Monday night, except for early January. They're going to play on Tuesday night. It's in Florida. Look, ESPN just paid a pile of money for it. They love the idea. They've got star players. They got John Rahm. They got all that. But, you know, the first event is Tuesday night of the Sony Open.
Oh,
wait a minute. In Florida, now, how does that work? That automatically eliminates anybody playing in that thing from being at the Sony Open. So I'm not so sure that all of this has really been thought through. I know McIlroy's not going to come for Century. I'm not sure he would have anyway. But, you know, that is going to be complicated for the first couple weeks of the year. John Rahm, for example, has to defend at both Kapalua and at American Express 2 weeks later. And how's he going to make this work in between there? I guess fly back and forth in private jets, maybe they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, they make $20 million. Oh, my goodness. Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, member of Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame, the 2012 PGA Distinguished Service Award recipient with his wife, Debbie, and contributor to the book, The Dad's Advice Project. Thank you so much for taking the time out. Enjoy your time off, and I guess you're coming. You're not coming home. You're going to go from...
Yeah, I go to Connecticut for next week, and then I'm home for the rest of the year. So
all right.
Start getting ready for Century.
Right on.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you. Aloha. All right. Hello. I'm looking forward to Century. It's the Century. It's going to be so much fun. So many complications in this game nowadays, yeah? All right. So now we're going to turn our attention to the kids. And Scott Reinhardt, Program Director, First Tee Hawaii and Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, will be in the clubhouse with us. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club. Waipu Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Waipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Hey, you know, it feels like summer, right? But it's not summer, so we're just going to keep calling it the last days of summer sale. Aloha Power's last days of summer sale. Honda generators featuring the EU2200, just $13.99 with free extended warranty. That's worth $200. And that's less than the big box stores charge. So if you've got that big lawn crying out for attention, maybe you've got a customer with all kinds of acreage that needs a fire break. We got riding mowers on sale. And for your job site or your home, it's got to be done. I mean, we're not going to see. We're in a drought. So we've been here before in a drought with hot temperatures. Not like this, though. The winds, they're back. Isn't that nice? The trades are with us, but, you know, puts us in a danger zone. We've got the Husqvarna riding mowers, the big ones, the 36-inch to 72-inch, all on sale. And we ship off-island. New shipments arriving daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evilay, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. And tell them Danielle sent you.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusso, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at waileagolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
All right, we're back. I got some tee times for you, and we've got a pretty good weather forecast for you as well. The tee times over at Volcano Golf Club, where it is 56 degrees. Was I talking about it being hot just a minute ago? Yeah, uh-huh. So there's an 8:32. Hopefully you're close by, and a 10:16, and the Abacus Accounting Group is going out. I couldn't help but wonder, you know, how do they count their strokes? Is that what they do with the abacus? All right, Makalei has an 840, a 926, and a 1056. Puipu, where the Southside Men's Group is going out. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And the Asnet Group is also hitting the links, and there's a tee time for you at 1220 and 1:30, and everything's back to normal at Puipu. Kauai Lagoons has a 1030 and an 1110. And Pearl Country Club is a 1016. Hawaii Kai has an 836. Turtle Bay has an 852, a 918, and a 1028. The Royal Hawaiian Country Club, there's an 834, a 956, and a 1040. And at Bayview, there's an 848 and a 10 o'clock. And by the way, the only reason there's a 1016 at Pearl is because somebody canceled. So You want to get there. Call them. Tell them, I want that spot. I want it now. That's a 10-16. All right. A Wailea Gold, there's a 9 o'clock and a 9:30 and an 11:10. On the Emerald Course, there's a 10:20. An 11:10 and an 11:20. And on the blue course, we have a 9:40, a 10:40, and Women Mean Business. That's a golf group, and they're going out. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Maui Nui has an 8:48 and a 9:28 and a 10:40. And the group that's going out there at, Maui Nui is the Slackers. All right, into the clubhouse he comes. It is the one and only, the man in charge. It's Scott Reinhardt, PGA Master, First Tee Hawaii, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Program Director. He's at Dunes at Maui Lani Golf, Director of Golf there. Welcome into the clubhouse. How do you do so much?
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
Good. Good. Where are you?
Thank you so much. We are setting up for our first tee classes this morning. We're at the Dunes of Maui Lani. It's a beautiful morning.
How do you do so much?
it's been fun, for sure.
Absolutely. So First Tee Hawaii is expanding. This is very exciting. Tell us.
Yes, so last October, I actually stepped away from the director of golf job at the Dunes, and now I am solo First Tee. I am now the program manager and director for the entire islands, and we are expanding as much as we can. We have 4 sites on Maui. We're looking at 2 sites on Oahu with Turtle Bay coming up soon.
Oh, yes.
We have Kauai. Yeah, exciting. We have Kauai opening in November, and we have... we have Volcano Golf Club on Big Island as well, so
yes.
We've got a lot of expansion coming up.
This is great. So the new sites, Big Island Volcano Golf Club, starting in November on Kauai. It's also the ocean course at Hokuala in December?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're super excited. We're going to have an open house at each course, so November-ish, December at both sites. So we'll be looking out for information on that on our firsttheehawaii.org website.
And what about Turtle Bay?
So Turtle Bay is going to be very exciting. And we just got word yesterday that we're going to get the okay to start a classes there. And we're going to have it's going to be a huge present at Turtle Bay. We'll have, looks like 250 hours of classes per year there. So it's going to be a big one.
Wow. Now, okay. You obviously can't do all of this by yourself. You're recruiting coaches now.
Yes, so we have our head professional on Oahu, Jonathan Strait, is wonderful. He takes care of that entire island, and then I'm in charge of the oversight for the remaining outer islands and Maui. So it's really manageable now that I'm kind of 1 year in at this point as of October 9th. So I tell you, Danielle, it's super exciting. First Tee with our life skills program is absolutely wonderful. So if there's any coaches out there, that are looking on Kauai, Big Island. Those are our major 2 needs. Obviously, we have Turtle Bay as well coming up. So any of those sites, if anybody's listening today and they want to get involved, we can go to our coaches section Get involved on www.firsttheehawaii.org would be the best way to get started.
Yeah, that's firsttheehawaii.org. You can sign up for volunteering or for coaching. That's firsttheehawaii.org. So you're looking for First Tee level 1 and then volunteers as well. So you have training, though. So, I'm speaking to the person who obviously is very excited about being a coach. They will teach you. The First Tee Level 1 coach training is on Kauai at the Ocean Course at Hokuala, November 11th, 8 a.m. to 4. And then the First Tee Level 1 coach training on Oahu is at the Alawai on November 12th from 8 a.m. to 4. All of this information is right there, right, at firsttheehawaii.org?
Well, that's correct. And we're also going to fly, if there's any Big Island coaches out there listening, we're also going to fly them out to either Oahu or to the training on Kauai. So we are going to provide complimentary training. You do not have to be a golf professional, any type of functioning golfer to be involved here. We are a life skills program first. and we are golf second. So our primary goal is to build game changers, which are, you know, obviously great people, great young people. And, you know, obviously not everyone's going to be Tiger Woods, but we want those character. We want to build character, honesty, respect. That's what it's all about.
Yes. I'd like to, we're going to dive into this a little bit more about what First Tee is really, the underpinning of First Tee is. And, of course, you want to bring the kids together, and they'll learn all of this through the game of golf, which is why golf is such a cool game. I understand that you also, if you become a coach, a level one coach there, you get paid.
Correct, yeah. So we had several coaches when we first started that were just simply volunteering their hours. I've got our lead coach on Maui with me. He volunteered his time for 2.5 years before we started to be able to really get the program going. And now we're paying $30 an hour for a level one coach. So in these difficult times, everybody needs a few extra bucks. So if we can recruit some coaches, we are, like I said, $30 an hour. So it's a really good deal.
You know,
both obviously for the kids and the teachers.
Yeah. I mean, you got me thinking about it. $30 an hour, that's really cool. First Tee level one coach, and you get all the training to be a level one coach through the First Tee of Hawaii. We're talking with Scott Reinhardt, PGA Master, who's now the man in charge of First Tee Hawaii. Now, let's get back into it. So in the 2023 year, we've had 2,000 registrations providing life and golf skills through classes in 2023. And with the new sites coming on, you expect to get up to 3,000 kids involved?
That's correct, yeah. So we, in 2,000, we've already hit, we already are right at 2,000 numbers for our registration totals, which is a 50% increase over the highest, our highest watermark in the past. So having Jonathan Strait on Oahu, and obviously I've been in tune with Maui since 2016, since I moved here from Miami. And, you know, just being involved here was over the last 7-8 years, it's been super easy to integrate with the Maui courses, and it was really easy to work with Wailea, Pukalani, and obviously Kaanapali. But, you know, we really want those outer islands to now grow. So that's going to be our big push, is going to be Kauai, the ocean course. We want, obviously, you know, Volcano Golf Club to get a lot of attention. They reached out to us. Mahalo to Don Crozier and David Liebman. They reached out to First Tee. They said, hey, we want to have this life skills program at our course. What can you do? And so we're all in. We're, you know, anybody, any golf course, if there's any golf professionals out there listening and you want to have a life skills program, it's great feeder into your private lessons. So we're really, we work well together with everyone.
That's wonderful. Now, First Tee Hawaii is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, focuses on youth development to enable kids to build the strength of character that empowers them through a lifetime of new challenges. By seamlessly integrating the game of golf with a life skills curriculum, we create active learning experiences that build inner strength, self-confidence, and resiliency that kids carry to everything they do. Now, when you talk about, you know, seamlessly incorporating all this, so the kids don't even know they're being taught something, which is a wonderful thing. You know, it's like you're playing and they're learning, and that's the best way children learn, is through play. And you're developing game changers. Tell us what a game changer is.
Thank you so much. Yes, so that learning where they're integrating through the activities, it's not only the golf skill, it's the life skill, and that's what's creating game changers. Game changers are our community leaders. It's, you know, it's the juniors that are growing up that are setting the bar, setting the example. They're the ones in their schools that are approaching the, you know, the shy students, or they would at one point were shy themselves, and we've through our program been able to get them to feel confident, to to have that confidence to beat other people. We always put homework out there. Hey, this week on collaborating with others, it's your, you have to go in and you have to get to know someone. And if you know everyone, well, you have to get to know your friends even better, right? It's always something we can improve when it comes to life skills. And that's really where game changers, the thought of game changers is coming from.
Yeah. Pursues goals, grows through challenge, collaborates with others, builds positive self-identity. Uses good judgment. Now, I can just hear the parents saying or the grandparents saying, gee, but it's, you know, golf's expensive. I mean, how am I going to get them the golf clubs and all the stuff and the travel that's necessary? What do you say?
That's a great point. That's a great point. Although, you know, that's what First Tee is all about, right? So I'm really glad you brought that up. We have up to 100% financial aid available. There's 50% off for all military families. We basically want you in the door. Whether you pay for it or not is not of consequence. We want you there. We're providing golf clubs for free. It's $70 for a 5-week session, so that breaks down to $14 per day. So it's a really affordable program, and again, free equipment. We give golf balls for free. Everything is really provided so that our main goal is going to be the underserved youth, right? We want to make sure that everybody has a chance to have life skills building through the game of golf. That's really our mission. It's not about, you know, exclusivity. It's all about inclusivity. We want to make sure everyone has the chance, and that is my big push, is to make sure that, you know, if your friend wants to try, hey, come on in. You don't have to pay. You can just use financial aid. We can make it happen.
It's wonderful. That's why the First Tee program is so cool. 98% of First Tee seniors graduate high school. 84% of First Tee's high school graduates have gone on to study in college, serve in the military, or pursue other post-secondary education. 84% of teens and 85% of alumni credit First Tee with helping them be better students. 100% of participants transferred what they learned at First Tee to school. This is what the kids are saying. 82% felt more confident with social skills, and 73% reported higher confidence in academic ability. Confidence, confidence, confidence. That's what kids need today, and respect and all of the stuff that goes with it. Thank you so much for doing what you do. I'm so glad that you're 100% in with First Tee Hawaii. Scott Reinhardt is a PGA Master, and I thank you for your time, and I hope you'll join us again. And by the way, Dawn is a super lady, and we're giving away 2 rounds of golf at Volcano Golf Course, okay? 2 rounds of golf at Volcano, and the number to call is 808-545-1111. Scott, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Danielle. I really appreciate you.
Aloha. We'll talk again soon. All right, we're going to come back. Taba is with us on the phone line. Taba Dale. Yes, it's a wonderful thing. The Golf Heritage Society, anybody can become a member. It's not an exclusive organization, and they're having their convention. It's a little bit late, but who knows? Maybe you can jump on a plane and go to Lexington, Kentucky, October 11th through the 14th. It's just awesome. The workshops, the golf history presentations, all this stuff is happening, and we're going to talk with Taba Dale right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement.
Hawaii, South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone. Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Hey, Kevin, congratulations. You are the winner of two rounds of golf at the Volcano Golf Course on Hawaii Island. It is so cool to be right between the two volcanoes. And if you saw there was an eruption when it was like fire just coming up out of the what looked like right next to them, standing there looking, you're like, what are those guys doing standing there? Shouldn't they be running away? It was actually very, very far away from them. It's amazing. It's an amazing place. And one of our winners recently went to Volcano and said he had an absolute fantastic time. So we recommend it highly. Get on over to Hawaii Island and enjoy Volcano Golf Course. Taba Dale is Golf Heritage Society Board of Director, Region 9. That's Arizona, California, and Hawaii. And welcome into the clubhouse, Taba.
Thank you, Danielle. I'm so excited to be here, and thank you for mentioning that I am a regional director, and my region is Arizona, California, and Hawaii. I have to learn how to say Hawaii the correct way. Am I getting close?
You did a really good job.
Well, I just have to tell you a little funny little story, because I am a storyteller. A few years ago, I live in Ireland in the summer, and a few years ago, I did a guided tour of the Burren in County Clare with a man named Tony Kirby, expert on the Burren. And when he said his name, he said, Taba Dale, straight up, no chaser. And I thought, oh, that just amused me to no end. Taba Dale, straight up, no chaser.
Wait, okay. Why would he assume that your Taba had something to do with drinking?
No, I don't know, but it's just the way he ran it. He made Taba Dale all one word.
Yes, I gotcha.
I don't know. It was in Ireland. I can't tell you. But
it was in our work.
So much fun for me. This is so much fun for me.
Where do you stay? Where do you live in Ireland?
County Clare, near Lahinch.
Oh my goodness.
Which is world famous links course.
Yes.
Not only top 100, top 50, like number 35 in the world on Golf Magazine.
Truly.
But also near the Cliffs of Moher, which is a big, big tourist attraction.
That's just so beautiful. So when you talk about the Cliffs of Moher, is it sort of like the cliffs, the White Cliffs of Dover?
No. They're much, much higher. They're 700 feet above the ocean. And we live ourselves on the water's edge on Lescanor Bay. So when I look out the windows to my left, I see the links of Lahinch. And if I look out the windows to the right, I can see all the way to the Atlantic Ocean, and we're sort of at the beginning of the cliffs, and then they go up to 700 feet. They're very dramatic.
That's amazing. It sounds like you're a billionaire to be able to have that kind of a view.
No, just have a well, I would say a millionaire view, but
yes.
No, it's a modest little house. But it's nice to be able to escape the scorching heat of the desert in Arizona in the summer, and get to play a lot of golf, because when I'm here in Arizona, I'm always working. But when I'm overseas, you know, I can't have all that great golf right on my doorstep. Then also we're in the golf travel business, so we were actually in Scotland twice this summer, both times based in St. Andrews. I know I'm going off on a tangent on the Golf Heritage Society. We've got this amazing national convention coming up next week in Lexington. And but I just want to tell you one more story, because I'm the first female board member, and I was I'm very privileged, very honored to be a board member. And when President Bern Bernanke contacted me, he had saw some of my stories appearing in our quarterly journal called The Golf, and he must have resonated with my writing. So when he contacted me, he asked for a phone call, and I was in Ireland at the time. And he said, Taba, we want you, we need you to be on the board, because Taba, you do what we want to be, which was him saying that Golf Heritage Society wants to be more inclusive, wants to take members, wants, you know, just all kinds of members, not just lady members. But so it's a great thrill for me to talk to you, Danielle, because I know you are also a member of the Golf Heritage Society.
Absolutely. Love it. Absolutely. Yeah, Taba Dale is not only, you know, working with the Golf Heritage Society as a board member, she is an author, A Summer in Ireland, A Stroll on the Old Lady, and Golfers, Scotland is Calling. And she is also the Golf Writers Association of America member, which I am as well. But what is most exciting, the most exciting thing that's happening right now, is the 2023 GHS Golf Heritage Society National Convention in Lexington, Kentucky, October 11th to the 14th, with workshops, golf history presentations, golf. Yes, this year's convention honoring two of Lexington's own accomplished amateur, Marion Miley, and tour player Gabe Brewer. And, of course, you know, like so many of us golfers, no matter where we go, we collect things. We can't help ourselves. And the Golf Heritage Society loves golf collecting and exploring the game's history, the players, the courses, the championships, the equipment. So anybody can become a member, and it's $25 if you prefer a digital membership only. It's $50 a year. It's such a good deal. $50 a year if you would like the full membership. And then there are these annual conventions where you get to go and see the collections from other collectors. And that is like, wow. You know, some of the things you get to see. How many times have you been to a convention, Taba?
So my first one was in Cleveland several years ago. The last one was in Indianapolis, and oh, my God, was that cool. You know, we got to go to the track, and I got to stand on the podium. and this year, being in Lexington, I've never been to Lexington. So, you know, they choose really interesting places where you can go off and do other things. Lexington being the horse capital of the world.
That's my game. You know. I'd go there.
And then the home of bourbon.
Oh, yeah.
So I know I'll have an opportunity probably to go do some
tasting
tours. Tastings and tours. Yes, big time. And that's a lot of the fun is the camaraderie with other people who are, you know, golf nuts like me. But then you have these venues where there are all these other cool things you can do. Next year, I shouldn't be jumping ahead, but next year, 2024, is in Pinehurst. And that
would
be incredible. I mean, we don't want to take the focus off Lexington next week, but, boy, I think people, if you need to plan ahead and you like to plan ahead, you might plan on Pinehurst in 2024.
Yeah, because I mean, this convention is like tomorrow. It's October 11th to the 14th. So we're just kind of whetting the, you know, the appetite for maybe going to the mainland, which we call in Hawaii the continental United States, go to the mainland and enjoy one of the – I just love the fact that not only is this a convention, but it's so much more. You get to, as you said, you know, you go to maybe Kentucky's best new golf course is what it was when it opened up, and the course was voted Golf Week magazine number one public golf course in the state of Kentucky 7 years running.
Oh.
Boy, right?
See, I'm learning from you. I didn't even know that. And that's a lot of what Golf Heritage Society is all about. It's about learning. It's about being with people who love the game, and I mean love the game,
yeah.
And love the camaraderie. And all this information, by the way, is on our website, golfheritage.org. So anything you want to know about, like the convention coming up, like where it says the trade show on the 14th is open to the public. And this is an amazing opportunity for people who want to learn or might even have something. They'd like to show it to an expert and get a free appraisal. And there's the most incredible things that you'll see at the trade show. This is on the 14th at Embassy Suites, Newtown. As I said, I don't know Lexington, but it's on Newtown Pike, I think. Newtown Pike. And on the 14th. And that trade show is open to the public. And all this information is on golfheritage.org website. So hope somebody will want to look into it, want to explore more. You could just go on the website. You'll be blown away. You could be there for a long time.
Right. No, it's true, because like on Wednesday, October 11th, there's the early bird golf outing. The early bird golf outing at the Cherry Blossom Golf Club. You don't have to go. It's something that's available, you know. And then on Thursday in the morning, there is an official from the United States Golf Association making a presentation on how the USGA Golf Museum and Library preserves Kentucky golf history. But there's other things where you can get together in the evening, for instance, a 19th hole reception at the historic Lexington Country Club featuring three entertaining presentations. Author Beverly Bell will be talking about the life of Marion Miley. Marion Miley was quite amazing, an amateur, international stature, and then she was murdered. Yeah, at the club. So that in itself is almost like a mystery, because I don't think they ever really found out what happened in this case. But Stuart Bedelow will be discussing the work of his father, Tom Bedelow, who was known as the Johnny Appleseed of American golf, designing 600 course designs, one of which is the Lexington Country Club. So you really get into the history. But this will probably really interest you. A club collector workshop on the history of the driver will be presented by Bobby Grace and Bob Boring, and or how to display and preserve your collection, and even card and autograph collecting. You know, there's so many different things that collectors love and don't even know how to, like, take care of all the... I've got a pile of cards, and I don't know how to take care of them the right way. And this is all, as Taba Dale said, at golfheritage.org. So cool.
Can I just make one comment about Beverly Bell? She's an awesome woman, an awesome writer. She was actually over in Scotland with me in July, and we went to Glen Eagles, where Marion Miley was on the Curtis Cup that played at Glen Eagles, and I learned so much from Beverly Bell herself. But her book, The Murder of Marion Miley, she tells the story as if she was there. So really, the details are known, and it almost does take my breath away. It did, you know, when you talked about Marion Miley, you know, having been murdered. It's just an amazing story, but it was buried because it happened right before the outbreak of World War II. So I mean, but it was front page news when it happened. Marion Miley was murdered, and she was like the top female amateur in the country. She was like a female Bobby Jones. She was that good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely. So there's in the game of golf, there's history, and then there's this layer of history, and then there's this layer of history, and it all comes together. Golf Heritage Society, this convention bringing everybody together with all different kinds of interests about the game, and everybody having an opportunity to choose what they'd like to do. Very, very cool. And Deba Dale, I thank you so much for taking the time out of your beautiful Saturday morning.
Are you kidding me? Thank you so much for having me. This is what people like me live for, people who love the game and love sharing and love learning about the game of golf. So thank you, Danielle. It's been just great fun. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll talk again. I want to get into some of your books. I think this would be very cool. Yes. Let's do that. We'll talk to Deba Dale, the author, next, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you.
Bye.
Aloha. Bye. We're coming. It's Michael Patrick Shields, the travel guru extraordinaire for the golf club. He's off. I'm not going to tell you where he is. Just the journey getting there, it blows my mind. Yeah, in like 30 days, I think he's crisscrossed the planet. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessingham, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
Ooh, you know what's happening right now? Danielle is contemplating Aloha Power's last days of summer sale. The Honda generators featuring the EU2200 are just $13.99. And there's a free extended warranty that goes with that, and that's worth $200. That's less than what the big box stores charge, and without a free extended warranty. Get that big lawn under control, because you know it's crying out for your attention. It's growing. Maybe you've got a customer with acreage that needs a fire break because everything is drying up. We've got riding mowers on sale for your job site or your home. It's got to be done. The winds, they're back with us. Yay. But you know, that increases the difficulties. We've got Husqvarna riding mowers, big ones, 36-inch to 72-inch, name it, all on sale. We ship off island. New shipments arrive daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station in Waipahu as well. We put power at your fingertips, and thank you for making this show possible. So when you go to Aloha Power Equipment, tell them Danielle sent you.
Whitman Bay on Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Whitman Bay Golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and we'll be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in the nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Whitman Bay on the Garden Isle. I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And now, our travel guru extraordinaire, host of Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields. It's Michael Patrick Shields, the travel guru extraordinaire, crisscrossing the planet Havana, Miami, L.A., London, Venice, L.A., Istanbul, now Antalya, Turkey. My God, you mean to tell me, Michael Patrick Shields, that you went to Havana, Miami, flew back to L.A., play, then flew to London and did Venice, and then flew back to, what, in 30 days?
It's loco, isn't it? I know. It's very loco. But Maraba and Teşekkürler from Antalya, Turkey. Right now I'm speaking to you. It's night already, and I'm looking over the harbor here in Old Town Antalya.
It's beautiful. I, you know, you need to check out Michael Patrick Shields' Facebook page because, boy, this night golf thing, I love it. I love night golf because there aren't as many distractions in the distance, right? It just changes everything. So I have more confidence for some reason. Yeah, but I don't think that'll hold up under the Max Royal Golf Resort and Spa Go Turkey golf course. I don't think so because that is stunning. That place is amazing, lit up.
You know, it is funny because it's not in common use, but night golf, it's like going to the Monday night football game. Or, you know, and if you can keep yourself from having too many pops at happy hour and you can make it to night golf, there's an excitement to it. It's like you, when you played high school football or something like that. Plus, you know, it's cooler and it's pleasant.
Yep.
And the day glow green colors that come from the lights, it's like you're playing on a billiards table. And I thought it was pretty cool. We went to two different places, as you mentioned already, the Max Royal Country Club. And that's where they had three or more Turkish Airlines opens. Tiger Woods has played there and all the other great stars. In fact, the general manager came walking out to meet us that evening, and he was talking about his time that he spent with Tiger in 2013.
Wow.
And he said Tiger was kind of hobbling at the time, but it was before his surgeries and before a lot of the personal troubles that happened. He said, I think this was maybe the last fun tournament he had before things got complicated. But anyway, yeah, there's PGA pedigree there for the Euro Tour, and you can play at night. And there was another one, too, we played called Regnum. And that was the one I really liked. They had the lights down to a science, and they had them uplit in certain areas. And so it wasn't just, you know, like you're having a softball game. They really put some effort into it. And it was fun. I like it. I wish I could do it more often. It was really sweet.
You know, and in Hawaii, on our golf courses, they could light them up. Amazing, you know, it was just, it would be amazing.
Yeah.
And a light up on the mountain range.
Yes. During the day a little bit, you know, because you gotta, you have to realize during the day you're going to see the light poles.
Oh.
Unless
true.
They're lit, you know, they're hidden in the trees as best they can. But so, you know, there's the natural element of it. But here it's very hot during the day, and people do play during the day, of course. But I just thought it was really super fun.
Gloria Golf Club. Now,
yeah.
I'm going to say something. It to me, when I just looked at the picture, it kind of had a lynxy look to it, but it was way too green.
Yeah, it looked, you know, I don't know what people's impressions of Turkey is, but when you look at a place like that, it's like you're in the Carolinas or Pinehurst or something like that. It's really wooded and green. And one of the cool things here at these courses, and there are about 20 of them in this Antalya area, which is about a 45-minute flight from Istanbul. And I was expecting that it would be, you know, kind of like Myrtle Beach, but it was a lot like Hawaii.
Wow.
They have elaborate mega resorts, really, really nice big resorts. In fact, the one that I'm staying at, and you could, you know, pick any of them. There's a Kempinski here, which is about the best name in hotels you'll ever find right now. They have one called The Dome, and it's on a golf course. But the Max Royal that we're staying in has three different floor shows going any night. So, and it's all-inclusive. So you can eat all you want, swim all you want, drink all you want, and play golf all you want.
Wow.
And, in fact, next to the pool, there was a gelato bar between the pool and the ocean, the Mediterranean. And, you know, I mean, what more can you ask for than free gelato all day long?
Yes, it's not fattening.
That's pretty good. And not only that, included in the green fees at most of these cool courses, they include food and beer and whatever you want when you're playing. So you get done, there's a nice barbecue going right there to the green, and you sit down, and I'm not just saying hamburgers and hot dogs. They have, you know, hummus and all the Mediterranean foods and the kafka and all the rest of it. So, you know, if you're looking for something different, this place is like Antalya Golf Club, Gloria Golf Club you mentioned,
Max Royal, Regnum. We played a links course called Lykia Links. It was very much like an Oceanside Scottish links. And there was a place called Cullinan where, you know, I played some golf in my day, and I never thought in my life that I thought I'd seen it all, done it all. At the Cullinan Golf Club, I hit a swinging slice up to the right and hit a water slide. It's like, damn, I hit a lot of shots, but I had never been hit a water slide. And I said, we better get out of here. There's kids and everything over there. And here comes a smiling guy. He's got the ball, and he picked it out of the water slide, and he's waving to me and trying to throw it over the fence. So thankfully, no one was hurt. But I don't know if it went hit the top and slid all the way down the slide or whatever, but he got a hold of it and threw it back.
And he was smiling. That is
smiling from ear to ear.
That is so cool. That's wonderful. Okay. So did you say Lykia links?
Lykia links, yeah. It's designed to look, and it plays like a lynx. It looks like a lynx. It's right on the Mediterranean.
Okay.
And,
I'm going for pronunciation right now because it's L-Y-K-I-A, Lykia. And now you're going to have to give us a correct pronunciation of Turkey lesson.
Oh, well, you know, most of us will spell it like we spell the word turkey, like Thanksgiving turkey, but it's actually now they've asked to go back to their sort of original T-U-R-K-I-Y-E. Turkey-A is the way they pronounce it. And so, you know, in order to, I respect the heritage of the place and whatnot, and so that's the way they do it now. So when you look for a trip here and you go to Turkey, go Turkey, you'll find that's the way you'll spell it. But Google will help you out with that. That is not much of a problem.
No.
You know, when, and, you know, you can go play places, but if you want to put some culture and something completely different, and you stop in Istanbul maybe and go to the great monuments there. And to play golf at night and hear the call to prayer, you know, very dramatic, 2 minutes or so of that.
It's so beautiful.
You're not gonna, you know, it's just, it is, isn't it? It's really something. And so for people who are looking for something different, and Virtuoso Travel tells us now that people are looking for different places. They're looking, they're willing to go farther to have unique experiences. And so I would definitely say this is one of them.
Well, see, in Hawaii, we're always, you know, asking people to think about the culture here and, you know, hopefully learn to pronounce the names. That would be where, you know. That's
you're
why
good at that.
Turkey, that's why I wanted you to explain to us the correct pronunciation. It's not turkey. They're not a chicken, a big one. Turkey.
Yeah.
There, so now.
And you won't have problem. There's a English is widely spoken at these resorts, so you'll do just fine with that. That's not a problem. And it's good to learn a couple of words like I just rolled out at you there, hello and thank you. But that's always good anywhere you go. And but the fact of the matter is this is the crossroads of the world in Turkey, eh? And you're going to find people from Uzbekistan and Russia and Ukraine and the Middle East, and they're all here around you. So what you won't find are too many Americans. So if you want an interesting cultural experience in that way, too, I mean, there's one of the big resorts down the street is called the Kremlin Palace. Don't you want to tell your friends you stayed at the Kremlin Palace?
Well, that might be difficult. Okay.
Put that in your expense report. Yeah, I stayed at the Kremlin Palace. Where?
Who are you?
Yeah.
So I'm going through the pictures, right? And Istanbul looks absolutely incredible, colorful. It's like history is living today, clean, so many mosques in so little time, just gorgeous. But I got to ask you, the man you're standing with the cigar, you know, he's trying to hide, and looks like hookahs, a massive amount of them behind him. A little background on what, I mean, do people use those, take out, you know, and start smoking?
Yes, that is a picture that you're seeing is at the number one hotel in Istanbul, the Kempinski Sharan Palace. They just spent God knows how much money renovating and restoring it. It was a palace originally, and it had been under Kempinski's watch, but still they reinvested in it. And in that courtyard, which is along the Bosphorus River, which you know, on one side is Asia and the other side is Europe. So when you sit there and you hear the call to prayer and you're having a shisha or hookah, as you call it, he's the general manager of that hotel. And these guys are like world diplomats, because he knows the president of Turkey and he knows the president of
Turkey.
They all come and stay there. Right, thank you. But he's been worked all over the world, you know, and so I got a chance to spend some time with him, and the Kempinski people are just so dedicated to taking historic buildings and saving them and renovating them and making them accessible to people like us when you can go there and stay at their hotel. So
wow.
In Turkey, they have two Kempinski hotels, one in Antalya and one up in Istanbul, and that one in Istanbul is consistently ranked among the top in the world.
So it's Turkey. That's correct?
Turkey.
Turkey.
Yeah.
Okay. I was saying it wrong. You should have corrected me.
No one's going to correct you here. Just relax. I will. To speak locally, though, my guide is a man who was in the Turkish army for 30 years.
Wow.
And he's, you know, just a fun and interesting character. And we got to talk politics, and he likes to talk history. And I asked him, you know, about America, and he said he wasn't too keen on Joe Biden. And I said, why? And he said, well, he sends all that money to Ukraine, and then the fire in Hawaii in Lahaina, he gives the people candy.
What? Where did you get that notion?
His impression, well, he doesn't mean really candy. He thinks by comparison.
Oh,
you remember
I
everybody
see.
Got $700 or whatever it was? That they
oh,
got,
no.
So.
No, they're getting a lot of money from the federal government. It's, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no.
Well,
no.
That was his impression from
yeah.
here anyway.
Well, you know, you can't trust the news.
No, not even here, but it's interesting to listen and get perception and hear what people are talking. Hawaii
absolutely.
Came up, that's why I told you about it.
I appreciate that. Michael Patrick Shields, host of Michigan's Big Show with Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire. You know, I always get such a kick out of talking with you. I could have you on every week and have a blast. Thank you, Michael Patrick.
That's sweet of you. Thank you. From the Turkish Riviera or the Turkish Hawaii. Hawaii is the way I'm supposed to say it, right?
Say it, Hawaii. Say it correctly. Not Turkish. What is it?
Turkey.
There. We got it.
Yes.
In unison. Thank you.
Hula.
Aloha. We're coming back with Bob Bubka, author of the Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event, released the first e-book edition. He is Talk Sport, voice of golf, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Women in golf, learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair, mold remediation, asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
Do you
you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning? Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WaileaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
K-O-R-L-Y-N-I, Honolulu.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Yeah, we can both not know what to do. All right, Bob Bubka, author of the Ryder Cup, Golf's Greatest Event, released in the first ebook edition by Diversion Books. And, of course, he is the voice of golf, talk, sport in the U.K. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Danielle, congratulations on one heck of a segue. You went from Turkey to Turkey. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Bob Bubka was my co-host for 20 years at the Century, and I miss him. And Sony Open in Hawaii, we had 2 weeks back-to-back together. He's interrupting his life right now. He's here with me. Thank you so much. After this whole Ryder Cup thing, Bob, give us your takeaway on the Ryder Cup, the U.S. team, and what needs to be done.
Well, Danielle, those are great questions. I wouldn't expect anything less of you. The one problem that I see, trying to draw myself away from, you know, the nuts and bolts of it, there's a plague going on in the Ryder Cup right now, and it's called predictability. Nobody likes a sporting event where you basically know the outcome. Now, for 34 years in a row, the United States has failed to win in Europe. I mean, that is very predictable. So pretty soon, all the enchantment of the Ryder Cup is going to be fizzled away unless we can do something drastic about the outcome of these matches before they start. In the case of this one, Zach Johnson was in a tough spot. He's going to be Ryder Cup captain. It's a big thrill. He's a man of tremendous faith, somebody that I really admire. And what's the natural tendency? Yeah, you want to have your friends around you while you're the captain. But in this case, picking those friends with those captain's picks really led to his downfall. I mean, the guys that were left off the team, are you kidding me? I mean, Dustin Johnson went 5-0 in the last Ryder Cup. I mean, Bryson DeChambeau, Keegan Bradley, Lucas Glover. I'll take a team of those guys and add a few more, and I'll beat both the Europeans and the American team.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. But don't you also have to kind of blame it on the pressure from the team members who have already been, you know, they're automatic because of their points? Don't they influence the captain's picks?
Yeah, they do. And I think there was a bigger influencer involved in this one, and that was Live Golf. Very difficult for, you know, the United States team to pick Live Golf members. I mean, they had to pick Brooks Koepka for only one reason. Not that he didn't deserve the pick, but he won the PGA Championship. You're not going to leave your PGA champion off the Ryder Cup, which is run by the PGA of America.
This is a good point. Yes. Yes.
I mean, but I don't know. I mean, Marco Simone, the golf course held up really well. Luke Donald is somebody you should definitely get on your show, Danielle. He's a class act, and I know he would love to do it. He pulled all the right strings at the right time. And, you know, my observation is just that, you know, the Ryder Cup is on the minds of all the American players, where it's in the hearts of all the European players. And, you know, they live and die for Ryder Cup. American players, it's just one event every 2 years. The other year, they're playing President's Cup. So, you know, you can draw your own conclusions based on those facts.
So if they got paid, do you think they'd play better?
No, I don't think they would play better. And getting back to pay, PGA Tour, by the way, gets paid handsomely from the Ryder Cup. Now, if the real complaint by the players, who are all members of the PGA Tour, why doesn't the PGA Tour take some money out of the monies they receive and give it to their players? I mean, that would be the logical conclusion to that. And then the American players are being compensated and, you know, problem eliminated.
So let me understand this. So the PGA of America pays the PGA Tour for the...
Right. PGA Tour somehow years ago when, you know, they made a deal with the PGA of America that, you know, they want a piece of the action. The PGA of America gave it to them, and it still exists to this day. So I'm saying, why not take that money out, out of their fund and pay their players?
There's an idea. I had no idea that there was actually money, you know, being paid to someone. This is, again, I know there are expenses on the back end. You know, in preparations and in getting everything going and setting up all this stuff. That's what the PGA of America is doing, not the PGA Tour. But for the PGA of America to pay the PGA Tour so that the PGA Tour players can play in the Ryder Cup, it just blows my mind, because I'm one of those kids that grew up when the United States in the Olympics, you know, it was like, yeah, United States team. We're in. It was different then. You know, we all put our heart on our hand on our heart when the flag and the anthem and all that stuff. And it's just a different world I think we're living in. And I think, what do you think? You think Tiger Woods could whip them together?
I don't know. Before I mention that, you brought up a great point about the Olympics, because the Olympic athletes don't get paid.
Yeah.
Now, they're performing. But they're performing for their country, and they love doing it. So I don't know why golfers think that they're different than Olympians. I mean, enough on that. Let's go to Tiger Woods. Everybody thinks it's a foregone conclusion that Tiger's going to take the job. I'm not positive. I'm really not. I mean, Tiger's in. You know, at the stage where he's having tremendous fun with his son Charlie. Charlie's performing real well, winning a couple of tournaments over the last few weeks. And I don't know. You know, I mean, Tiger would like to take it. I mean, that would only be throwing kerosene on the fire that's going to be at Bethpage. I mean, good golly, that's an internal explosion waiting to happen. Now you put Tiger on the scene. I don't know. It's going to be quite the Ryder Cup when it's at Bethpage.
Yeah.
Bethpage Black, number one, Danielle. I think you know it. Rated the toughest golf course in the United States. So it's going to be interesting.
It is going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting if, you know, is it, you know, if we play in the United States, or if the Ryder Cup is played in the United States, do we win, and then it's played in Europe and they win? And then that's predictability, too, that, as you said, you know, who needs that? It's like, yeah, you know, we already know who's going to win. It's a foregone conclusion. That's such a good point.
Yeah, good point on your part, Danielle. A couple of things I just want to touch on real quick.
Sure.
I certainly want to wish the people of Lahaina continued success as they try and rebuild that most fascinating place on earth. A pleasure for me to visit every time. I was privileged to work with you covering the Maui tournament and then over in Honolulu. Made a lot of friends in Lahaina. They're real good people, down to earth, and I hope they recover. And also, great salute to Mark Ralphing. His performance at the Ryder Cup was absolutely stellar. He really shined. He had a lot of keen insights, and of course, his knowledge of the game of golf at the professional level is unequaled. So, Mark, great job, and people of Lahaina, we're praying for you.
Thank you, Bob. That's really cool. And so we've got like 2 minutes, maybe three. What do you think about Lexi Thompson and the sponsor invite to the PGA Tour's Shriners Open in Las Vegas next week?
Well, it's been done before. I was in Fort Worth at the Colonial when Annika played. She played relatively well, didn't make the cut, but the excitement around the first tee was unbelievable. I like Lexi a lot. I mean, she's a class act and a real decent human being. And basically, Danielle, it's a little publicity for the LPGA. I mean, if she can go there and just make the cut, that would be fabulous, but she runs the risk of not playing well, and then people have a tendency to think less about the LPGA. So it's a calculated gamble on her part. She's been a sweetheart out there for a long time, very gracious with the media, super popular with the fans, and a very, very good ambassador for the sport of golf.
Truly. She really is. She's a wonderful person. And, seeing her smile, she shot a 65 yesterday, and seeing the smile on her face is something we hadn't seen in a long time, and that really made me feel good. And I just want to see that smile on her face, whatever comes out, whatever the situation is at the Shriners Open. And she's got game, as long as she plays the game and doesn't think the game, just play your game. You're going to have a play the game, play your game. Have a great time. That's what I say to Lexi Thompson. Bob Bubka, you are a wonderful person, and I love having you on the show, and I miss you. I miss you. And I miss Janice, and please say hi. Is Janice feeling better?
She's feeling much better. Thank you for asking. And, that advice you gave, Danielle, just play the game, you telling Lexi that, every one of your listeners that's going to tee it up, whether it be later today or sometime next week or next month, follow Danielle's advice. Just go out there. Don't worry about anything. Just play the game. I mean, golf's so good, you could actually play it without a golf ball. just the walk is very therapeutic. So Danielle Tucker's given golf advice that I agree with wholeheartedly. Just don't think about anything. Just play the game.
Bob Bubka, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse. I got to thank the people who make it possible. Aloha Power Equipment's new mech store next door to the Costco gas station on Alakava. Big sale. Now, tell them Danielle sent you. You got to prepare, be ready. Generators are on sale at Aloha Power Equipment. They've got mowers on sale at Aloha Power Equipment. They got what you need at Aloha Power Equipment. MD restoration, flood from the inside or the outside, it doesn't matter, right? It's water and it's everywhere, and sometimes it's not the nice kind of water. You need help immediately, any time of the day or night, you call MD Restoration, 528-3434. Rainer Garage Doors, thank you for all of your support. We are very honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA, and you heard it today from one of our great PGAs. Yes, Scott Reinhart was here. It takes a lot of time and love of the game to become a PGA, and they want to share it. And in his case, bringing the first tee to the neighbor islands is so cool. It's just wonderful. And if you want to get involved in the first tee, you'd like to, like, be a coach, What was that again? I'm going through all my sheets here, trying to find out where I wrote that down. You can probably call the Alawai Golf Course, because they might have the information that I'm so frantically looking for. It's a website. And it's firsttee.org, I think it is, firsttee.org. Thank you, Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Director of Player Development at Wailea Golf Club, the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. And thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club, and we're also radiogolfclub.com. So if you missed the show, you can listen to the podcast. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.